Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is Emily Schaefer. And Emily, you know, ladies in bass fishing have been around a long, long time. And you've been there for about 15 years.
That is correct. I started with the Bassingale Tour. I was fortunate enough in 95 to win the Bassingale Classic, which I do things backwards. Usually you win an invitational, then a classic. I did the classic. And then in 1997, Bassingale had the first Pro-Am. We were at Lake Ten Killer. We had 246 anglers from 17 states. Got lucky there. Was 2002 Angler of the Year of the WBFA, which is now the Women's Tour. And I missed out on forgot to tell you about 2000 Pickwick winner.
Well, that's great. You know, I guess you had to get started as a little girl. You know, one of the things is you know, ladies in this sport are few and far between. You know, the ones that are there are very, very good. And when you look at it, you know, you had to have, well, there's some little girl somewhere that you were standing with grandpa and grandma or something. You know, tell me that story.
My first The first time I remember going fishing was with my mom when I was 5 years old. There was a private pond out in the country, which is where I was raised. And she took my brother and I. Now, there was 4 years difference in our ages. And I was catching fish and having a ball, and I looked over, and my brother threw his rod and reel in the water. And I didn't know what was wrong with him until as I got older. He wasn't catching fish, so he was upset.
Well, you know, you catch that first one, and that's, I think, one of the things we try to do at Bass Fan. You know, you're looking for people to be able to catch more fish and people to enjoy the sport and really do those kind of things. And it's so neat to see the glimmer in a kid's eye or something like that. And it sounds to me like that's how you got started.
That's exactly how I got started. I mean, you can take children any age. I mean, fish doesn't know, they don't know if you're male or female, what age you are, or anything else. And I teach women back home in Tennessee fishing. And I've had 40-year-old women just get so excited catching a bream, and it's like a drug. I mean, it's in their system, and they want to do it all the time, just like we're doing.
Well, you know, I think that's important to note, you know, is the fish don't know that it's male or female, and it's basically a male-dominated sport at this point. And, you know, they don't know, but, you know, a lot of people think maybe the ladies have an advantage when it comes to being able to feel the fish, being able to have the patience, being able to do a lot of those kind of things. A lot of guys I know said they fish with ladies, and, man, they are tough.
Well, I would like to sit there and think that all of us are tough and that we can outfish the men, but our competition's the fish. Like I said before, the fish don't know if we're male or female. As far as sensitivity and stuff like that, the All-Star rods that are on the market now are so sensitive, and so I think it could really help the guys because women's hands are so soft, and, you know, we do have nurturing hands, so we have a better sensitivity and feel with our hands, but I think that's probably the only advantage that we have. I mean, men were raised fishing and stuff like that. I was fortunate, like I said, I was 5 years old when I remember going. I love to fish because fishing, you get to recycle the resource. When you hunt, I have nothing against hunting, and hunting is very fun, but, you know, it's, the work begins when the trigger's pulled.
Well, you know, as a you know, bystander watching this sport for as long as I have, and seeing, you know, the ladies getting involved and fishing with the men and all that kind of stuff, you might have a perspective that maybe the ladies aren't treated equally. You know, maybe they got to work twice as hard. Maybe some of that happens. Is that the case?
I've heard women talk about that before, but I have been doing this for 15 years, and I know a lot of the veteran anglers, so I've been very fortunate in that aspect. My husband travels to every tournament with me, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today as far as in the fishing world. He took 20 years of trial and error and speeded me up. He taught me that, and I realized that. Had it not been for me traveling by myself, I wouldn't have the respect that I do for anglers, because when you go to a tournament and you crawl through your vehicle and you drop your boat in the water and you go park your vehicle, run around, get in your boat, try to find fish all day, come in and do it all by yourself, you'll get some respect for what we do for a living.
Well, let's talk about sponsorship. You know, you look at the Ladies Trail, and I know they're, you know, trying to always get more non-endemic and endemic sponsorship. And I look at, you know, look at you, and you look like you've got a who's who here a little bit, you know, when it comes to sponsorship. And is that something you work, I mean, tell me about how much you work with that.
Well, I was fortunate, like I said, in 95 I won the Classic, and so what I did was I sent resumes to all the people's products that I used to get where I was at that time, and everybody picked me up but one, and since then they did too. So, I mean, I'm very loyal to the products that helped me get where I'm at then and today. Getting products sponsors it's getting a little bit more difficult now, but that's because there are so many anglers, and people have to realize there's so many different levels. I mean, a lot of people have this illusion that, you know, we're given everything. You have to work for it, and you have to work at shows. Fishing's almost secondary now. You need to present yourself well and sell product.
Well, I know you're on the Strike King Pro staff. I see and read your tips and talk about that a lot. And Strike King, you know, has been a real big proponent of trying to get you going. I know that they've been with you for a long time.
They sure have. I've been with them going on 14 years. I've been very fortunate there. My sponsors are Stratus Boats, Evan Rude Motors, Strike King Lure Company, All Star Rods, where I have three signature series rods, which are crankbait rods, which is my favorite technique, Gamagatsu, and Deca Batteries, and Lawrence Electronics.
Let's go through this crankbait business. You know, you think about crankbaiting, and that's probably something you learned in Tennessee, probably one of those things, these deep water clear impoundments. You talk about that being your favorite. Why is that?
Because I like to fish a little fast. I mean, granted, when I start catching fish and they quit, I will slow down with the worm or whatever. But a crankbait, you can cover so much water so quick. And the amount of time that we have to locate fish at these different lakes, I want to be able to cover a lot of water. And you can fish a crankbait. It depends on the lip size and everything. But right underneath the surface, down to 22 feet of water.
Well, you're on the pro side of the FLW Tour, and, you know, you think about this tour, winning $500,000, you know, that carrot at the end of the rainbow, or the, you know, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You got to be looking forward to, hey, one day I'm going to be fishing that, and I'm going to win that, dude.
I am very fortunate to be able to fish the FLW. I get goosebumps when I think about the purse prize, but I try not to think about that when I'm out there. This was my first full year on the pro side, and I caught fish every tournament. But everybody caught more fish than I did. But at least I'm out there and I'm trying and I've learned the organization. So hopefully next year I'm going to be a lot more relaxed and I'm going to do a lot better.
We got a great schedule ahead of you. You know, Irwin Jacobs is doing a great job. And here in just a couple of weeks, they're going to be having the FLW Championship. I'm sure you'll be down there checking things out and seeing what's going on. But when you go to compete, you know, the money, everybody talks about the prestige of the Classic and how important it is to win the Bassmaster Classic and, you know, Angler of the Years and all those kind of things. But in reality, it comes down to dollars and cents. And when you're looking at FLW, you're looking at a lot of them.
Yes, you are. In the WBFA, the entry fees are $300 per tournament. In the FLW, they're $3,000 per tournament. Of course, look at the difference in the purses. I mean, that's, like I said before, the women's market is an untapped market. I know there's more girls out there like me. I'm just trying to figure out how we can locate them. But the WBFA is a great organization for women. Some people look at it like I used it like a stepping stone. Fish are fish. And the women's tour is the one that I got involved with first, and now I'm fortunate enough to go over and compete with the men. I say that as with the men, not against the men, because the fish is our competitor.
Well, that's right. That's right. It's against the green guys, you know. You really think about it. I mean, if you and I go out and fish against each other and you catch more of the green guys, you win. So it doesn't matter, as you said, what sex you are. You know, I guess finally, as we wrap up here, you're looking at really going out there and making that name recognition, helping your sponsors, doing those kind of things. What are some of the other things in line for Emily Schaefer?
In life for Emily Schaefer? Just to win the FLW Championship. That is my goal.
What a wonderful goal, you know. And I think with that glimmer I see in your eye, I know you're ready to go out there and get after them. And it won't be too long. You guys will be starting up.
In January, I believe, or February at Okeechobee. February at Okeechobee.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.